Hello there, and welcome all of you, wherever you are and whatever circumstances you find yourselves in today. I do hope that 2016 has begun well for you. This is Sheila Hummel with New Day Dawning, and our theme today is the baptism of Jesus. I wonder what kind of Christmas holiday you had. One full of beauty and majesty, mystery and joy? Or one of disappointments and despair and shattered dreams? If it's the latter, you're in good company today, for in my home a sickness bug went on the rampage, and it worked its way through 9 of us over a period of 9 days. For you, in hospital or at home, perhaps Christmas didn't work out for you either in the way you'd planned. But as I reasoned at the time, there are people far worse off in the world. So how do we redeem these kind of situations? Mostly we try to keep on smiling, don't we? Hoping and praying that things will improve. Hoping that God will make things better. God sent his Son into the world to do exactly that. To make things better. So that we wouldn't perish and wallow in our sins and in our sorry state. He came to transform us and win us back to God. So let's begin our programme today with a beautiful hymn written by Melody Green called There Is a Redeemer. It's sung here by her husband, Keith Green.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
In our Christmas programmes, I talked a lot about the Messiah who came into the world as a baby to save and redeem it. And today in our readings, we'll be hearing in a moment how this Messiah, Jesus, began his ministry when he came down to the River Jordan. Let's hear Alison Krauss singing, Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me. Let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers,
Let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
That song featured in the film O Brother, Where Art Thou. In it, there's a scene where people are being drawn like a magnet to the river, where a pastor is baptizing whoever enters. And one of three escaped convicts, desperate for forgiveness, races them there and jumps the queue for his blessing and cleansing in the water. He comes out from the water telling his friends that his sins have been washed away, including someone he knocked down once. His friends remind him that he denied doing that. So he says, well, I was lying. But the preacher says, even that sin's been washed away too. Neither God nor man has anything on me now. Come on in, boys, the water is beautiful. If I'd lived at the time of John the Baptist, I know I would have been drawn to that river where he preached to. I would have gone down into that river with the crowd who gathered there to be washed clean of all my wrongdoings and to come out clean and free, longing for a sense of hope and purpose for my life. Our next song, The River, by Brian Dirksen, reflects that same longing and desire to meet with Jesus there. It says, Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there.
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me. Lord, I need to meet you there. Waters, healing mercy flows with freedom from despair. I am going to that river. Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there.
Today, a countless number of people seek baptism. I once attended the baptism of a couple who'd fled their own country simply because they'd become Christians and they would have been arrested, perhaps killed, had they remained there. What they desired more than anything else was to be baptized, and their baptism at a local church was very moving. To be there and hear their wonderful testimonies and see them emerging from the full immersion tank with pure joy in their faces was emotional to say the least. We've lost the full impact of the joy of adult baptism in our churches today because of the church's practice of baptizing babies, but that's not to say it's wrong to do this, for in the New Testament a jailer and his whole family are baptized, so presumably children were amongst them. But it is done in the hope that children will be brought up in the faith. Sadly, many parents want only the ceremony and not the faith practice and commitment that should follow. Baptism is really about identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ and putting into practice all that he taught and being filled with his Spirit so he is made alive through us to continue his work in the world. Here's a second song by Brian Dirksen. This one is called Purify My Heart, and it reflects on the cleansing waters of baptism.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you. Ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within. Cleanse me from my sin, deep within. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be
baptism is also about belonging, being in fellowship with others, and it's about service. When my son first became a firefighter, he heard the alarm go off on his first day and he eagerly flung himself down the pole, excited to be on the job at last, only to be soaked with buckets of water thrown at him by the crew waiting below. It was really his initiation into service. He didn't mind because now he was one of them. He belonged and would serve alongside the others. But if day by day he remained upstairs and refused to come down the pole, he couldn't really have called himself a true firefighter, could he? Here's a song called I Belong to You by William MacDonald.
I've been captured by a love I can't explain. Now you have me, and I'm forever changed. I've abandoned everything I've ever known. Now I surrender, my life is not my own. I belong. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you.
In our reading today, we're faced with an interesting question. That is, if, as we believe, Jesus was without sin and was the one true sacrifice to take away our sin, then why was he baptized by John in the River Jordan? Let's listen to that reading now from Luke 3, beginning to read at verse 15. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. Jesus was without sin for a specific reason. He was destined to fulfill the role of what the Old Testament prophet Isaiah called the suffering servant, one who would sacrifice his life for the world. He was what many would call him, the lamb for the sacrifice. By entering into the river to be baptized, he was entering our world of sin. This is what Isaiah prophesied. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. When sacrifices were made in the temple at Jerusalem, only perfect creatures could be offered. Animals without blemish, without broken bones. Scripture stipulated this. Similarly, only a person without sin could be the sacrifice for us all, the perfect lamb. Here's a song from my Christmas story album called Jesus, Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Mary's Son, we worship you, we come before you singing, Holy One, Holy One. Jesus, Lamb of God, you were born to die. We bow the knee, we come before you weeping.
Holy One, Holy One.
Jesus, Lamb of God, tell us why you came. You turn your head, and in your eyes you show us
God is
The Word for today is a daily Bible study guide, and the writers Bob and Debbie Gass have this to say about the baptism of Jesus. The day when Jesus stepped into the River Jordan, he was stepping into the fullness of God's purpose for his life. Those waters were teeming with the sins of humankind. John had baptized multitudes of converts there, their sins figuratively passing from them into the sea of God's forgetfulness. Jesus, in effect, was wading into sin, our sin. So Jesus, having heard about John's ministry, must have known that the time for his ministry to begin had come at last. He arrived there at the Jordan, humbling himself, making himself one with us by allowing John to baptize him. And then God's word came affirming him and the ministry which lay ahead of him. His voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." William Barclay, a well-known theologian, makes it clear that within this message there are two Old Testament quotes. Firstly, "You are my Son, the Beloved," which can be found in Psalm 2, verse 7, and it's a description of the Messiah King. And the second part, "With you I am well pleased," comes from Isaiah 42, 1, which is the beginning of the description of the servant of God I've just mentioned, who was destined to suffer. If this is so, then Jesus knew from God's message that firstly he was indeed the Messiah, and his destiny as king was not one of power and glory, but of service and suffering. His destiny was now in God's hands, and the direction of his walk of faith would lie in listening to his Father's instructions and in obeying him. God has a plan for our lives too, and if we feel we are floundering at present, then all just might not be lost. For in Jeremiah 29, 11-14, he has this to say.
"For I know the plans I have for you, to prosper and not harm you, to give hope and a future, thus says the Lord.
Song, "For I Know the Plans I Have for You," was from my album If I Have Not Love, free for anyone to download along with all my other songs on www.sheilahamill.co.uk. Jesus' past life in his hometown of Nazareth would be put behind him now, and his future ministry would begin. Once we are baptized and confirmed in faith, it's really the same for us. The final verse of our last hymn reflects this. Past put behind us, it says, for the future take us. Lord, for the years, receive our prayer today. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick at Radio Tyneside saying goodbye and thank you for joining us. Next week's theme is Water into Wine. And so we finish with a blessing. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts today and fill your lives with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those you love, now and always. Amen. So here is Lord for the Years by Christ's Hospital Chapel Choir. Bye for now.